So, good morning, everyone. I believe that we as a science are always seeking for advanced sustainable technology to increase crop production and food security. And reports have shown that arsenic contamination in rice grains have increased humans' daily intake of this toxic element. Therefore, I welcome you all to my presentation on arsenic dynamics and fractions in silicon-treated soil and its accumulation in rice. Well, arsenic is a global environment contaminant, and it is naturally found in the environment, but industrial activities and agriculture activities have increased its concentration. Today, we see traces of arsenic everywhere, in our soil, in the water, and in the air. And because of this, we are increasing the concentration of arsenic in our food. Arsenic can exist as different forms in the environment. And in the soil, which will be our focus, arsenic can exist as arsenite, arsenate, dimethyl arsenic yeast, and monomethyl arsenic yeast. The DMA and the MMA are the organic forms of arsenic, resulted from arsenic methylation by microorganisms. On the other hand, arsenate and arsenite are the inorganic forms, which is considered the most predominant form of arsenic in soils. Unfortunately, the most predominant form of arsenic is also the most toxic to humans. So, the concentration of inorganic arsenic in the soil depends on its condition. In aerobic soil, arsenic exists mostly as arsenate, which is normally sorbed to clay mineral or organic matter, or bound to aluminium, iron, and manganese oxide and hydroxide. In this situation, arsenate is bound to one of these elements, so it's not readily available for plant uptake. On the other hand, in flooded condition, after the depletion of oxygen, iron oxide is reduced to iron 2+, and arsenate is released into the soil solution. Furthermore, arsenate is reduced to arsenite, which is considered the most predominant form of arsenic in flooded fields. Arsenite is present in the soil solution and also is more mobile than arsenate, so it is readily available for plant uptake. So, high levels of arsenic in rice is due first to the high concentration of arsenite in the solution, and also because rice has an efficient method of arsenite uptake through rice roots. And this is due to the presence of arsenite transporters in the roots. Reports have suggested that these transporters are the LSI1 and LSI2. But LSI1 and LSI2 were initially identified as silicon transporters in rice roots. Basically, LSI1 is an influx transporter, and LSI2, an efflux transporter. Recently, silicon transporters were also identified in the rice node, and among these transporters, LSI2 was one of them. So, based on the similarities between arsenic and silicon, we come up with some research questions, which were, what is the effect of high levels of silicon on the concentration of different arsenic species in the soil, and what is the effect of high levels of silicon on arsenic uptake by rice. So based on our research question, our objectives were investigate the role of high levels of silicon on arsenic adsorption in the soil, concentration of different arsenic species in the soil, and arsenic uptake by rice. To answer our objective, we established a greenhouse experiment in 2015 and replicated it in 2016. And we also did a laboratory experiment in 2016. For all experiments, we collect soil samples at Evangeline, Louisiana, and dried and processed the soil at LSU greenhouse. For the greenhouse experiments, our treatments were two-way factorial, with 5 arsenic rates in the presence or not of silicon application through soil apply volatonite. At heading stage, we collected straw, roots, and soil samples to analyze the silicon and the arsenic content on it. The plants were cultivated in flooded conditions until a couple weeks before harvest, where we also collect straw root and soil samples. For the straw roots and brands, we determine the silicon content using wet chemistry, which is oven-induced digestion followed by molybdenum blue colorimetric. For the arsenic content, use nitric acid hydrogen peroxide digestion followed by ICP. For the soil silicon content, we use 0.5 molar acetic acid extraction followed by molybdenum blue colorimetric. For the total arsenic content, we use a APA 35th soil digestion procedure and we analyze the arsenic content using ICP. For the soil, we also analyze the different arsenic species, and for that, we use a modification of Manfield 1992. Basically, we sequentially added different extractants to the soil and either shake it or heat it in the case of the DCB. The arsenic fraction extracted was the easy soluble, the aluminum bound, the iron bound, the reducible, and the acid soluble. So for the batch experiment, we did a batch method, and for that we weighed 3 grams of soil and apply 15 ml of increasing concentration of silicon solution and also 15 ml of increasing concentration of arsenic solution. We took samples at 6 different times and analyzed the silicon and the arsenic content using the same procedure as previous. Our experiment was conducted in a randomized complete block design, and we did trend analysis using Excel and also ANOVA using SAS software. So coming to our results, we're going to first see the results for the soil analysis. And I have in this table, in my first column, the silicon treatment and the check, and in the other columns I have all the arsenic species that we analyzed and also the total arsenic content for 2015 and 2016. And we observed that silicon application significantly reduced the iron bound and the reducible form of arsenic in the soil. However, we did not observe any significant difference on the total content of arsenic in the soil. When you look into the behavior of these two species that were significantly affected by silicon, and here I have the iron bound and the reducible form of arsenic in my YX, and in my FX, I will always have the arsenic rate, and also to make it easy, I will have the silicon treatment in red. And we could see that with the increase on arsenic rate, silicon application tend to reduce even more iron-bound and reducible form of arsenic in the soil. As we can see, the lines tend to separate. For the arsenic content in our plant, first we're going to see the arsenic content in the roots. And for that, now I have on my YX the arsenic in the roots. And we observe similar results for 2015 and for 2016. Silicon application significantly reduced the arsenic content in the roots at heading stage. However, we did not observe any significant difference on harvest. For the arsenic content now in the straw, and now I have on my YX the arsenic in straw, we did not observe any significant difference in 2015. However, in 2016, we observed that our plants applied with silicon tend to reduce the concentration of arsenic in the straw compared to plants without silicon at both heading stage and harvest stage. So now, come to the results for the arsenic concentration in rice grains. We observed, and I have on my YX now arsenic in grains, we observed that silicon application significantly reduced the arsenic content in rice grains for both 2015 and 2016 experiment. Basically, for 2015, we observed a reduction in arsenic content in grains in about 0.3 milligrams per kilogram, and in 2016 in about 0.2 milligrams per kilograms. So for our laboratory experiment, our preliminary results at 4 days showed that silicon and arsenic has an interaction in the soil. And as we can see in this first graph, where I have arsenic in solution in the x-axis and arsenic adsorbed in the y-axis, application of silicon at high rates, and here I have in orange the 8 milligrams per liter that we applied, tend to reduce the arsenic adsorption compared to low silicon concentration. In addition, I have in the second graph the silicon in solution and the silicon adsorbed. And we observed that high rates of arsenic, 106, also tend to reduce silicon adsorption compared to no application of arsenic. However, the difference between these two is in the magnitude of this effect. While silicon reduced arsenic adsorption in about 25 micrograms per gram, arsenic reduced silicon adsorption in about 5 micrograms per gram. So with that, we can conclude that silicon fertilization decreases both iron bound and reducible form of arsenic in the soil, and silicon tends to affect arsenic adsorption at a higher magnitude than arsenic affects silicon, and straw and root arsenic content tend to be reduced by silicon application, and also high levels of soil SI decrease arsenic content in rice grains, which increase our food safety. With that, I would like to thank you everybody, and I will take some questions.